Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the series, Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about the state of believers who were sinners. We spoke of the punishment for those who did not pay their zakah. We spoke of the punishment for those who were arrogant. We discussed a hadith in this regard. Then the categories of people whom Allah will not speak to on the day of Qiyamah. Those who conceal knowledge for personal gain and material gain. Those who take false oaths to sell their goods. Those who let their garments, their upper garments, hang down below their ankles because of pride. Those who remind others of the favors that they did for them. Those who take an oath in order to take a Muslim's wealth unlawfully. Those who swear allegiance to a leader but are only loyal if they get something out of it. Then we spoke about the man who has intercourse with his wife in the back passage, those who disobey their parents, women who imitate men, the youth, the man who has no protective jealousy towards his women folk, an old man who commits adultery, a king who tells lies, a poor man who is arrogant, those who get consumed by luxury, the betrayer, the two-faced person, we spoke about that as well, and what will be the condition of such an individual. Those who stole land or took land by force, and those rulers who stayed aloof from people and did not fulfill their responsibilities towards people, and those who lied about the dreams that they claimed to have seen. So we take the discussion further now. What will be the state of the pious? The awliyaullah, the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون. The greatest terror, meaning the terror of the day of resurrection, will not grieve them. And the angels will meet them, greeting them, saying, this is the day that you were promised. This is your day, right, that you were promised. يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون. Allah will say, oh my servants, these are the awliyaullah. No fear shall be on you this day, nor shall you grieve. You normally grieve over what happened in the past, and you are fearful over what is likely to happen in the future. In another verse, Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That no doubt, verily the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believed and used to fear Allah much, for them are glad tidings in the life of the present world and in the year after. A more sincere a person is to his Lord, the more secure he will be on the day of Qiyamah. The stronger your relationship with Allah, the more safe you'll feel on the day of Qiyamah. Then we know that the awliyaullah will be amongst the seven categories of people, or several categories of people, who will be granted shade under the arsh of Allah. Previously we spoke about how people will be sweating and how hot it will be. The just ruler, a young man who grew up in the obedience of Allah, those who frequented the houses of Allah, the masajid, those who loved one another for the sake of Allah, those who shunned temptation for the sake of Allah, those who spent sincerely for the sake of Allah, and the one whose heart is filled with the fear of Allah. And then when he is in solitude, he weeps out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These seven categories are mentioned in one hadith, but it's not restricted to this. There are several categories. Hence Ibn Hajar Asqalani has written an entire book of the categories of people who will receive shade under the arsh and throne of Allah. Amongst them is the creditor who extends the time limit for the debtor, makes it easier for the debtor. There's a hadith of Musnad Imam Ahmad, narrated by Abu Qatada radiallahu an, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever shows leniency towards a debtor or writes off his debt will be in the shade of the throne on the day of resurrection. He will be in the shade of the throne on the day of resurrection. One of the greatest things that will relieve distress on the day of resurrection is if you relieve the distress of those who are distressed in this world. There's a narration in Sahih Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever relieves a believer of distress in this world, Allah will relieve him of some of the distress of the day of resurrection. Whoever makes things easy for those who are in difficulty, Allah will make things easy for him in this world and in the next. Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim in this world, Allah will conceal his faults in this world and in the hereafter, and Allah will help the slave so long as the slave helps his brother. So one of the greatest ways of securing your own ease on the day of Qiyamah is to grant ease to those people who are in distress and who are in difficulty. In Sahih Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man used to lend money to people, and he used to say to his servant, when you come to one who is in difficulty, let him off. Perhaps Allah will let us off. And when he met Allah, then Allah let him off. When he met Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala let him off. We'll stop there for today and continue in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.